Pinna!
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name is Adam Gidwitz. I'm an author. I'm also a storyteller. I like telling all kinds of stories, but I especially like telling grim fairy tales. You may think you know grim fairy tales, and you may think that they are sweet and boring. But listen, those tales you heard were the cute, happy little kid bedtime versions of the grim tales. The original grim fairy tales aren't like that at all. They're weird, and sometimes gross, and often scary. In other words, they're grim. And I'm about to walk into a classroom and tell one of the original grim tales to a bunch of kids. Do you want to join me? Do you want to hear a grim fairy tale? Let me help you decide. On a scale of grim, grimmer, and grimmest, the story I'm going to tell today is grimmer. It starts out funny and kind of silly even, but by the end, there is definitely some suspense, and there are some very bad dudes. If I get to a part of the story and you start to feel scared or uncomfortable, this is what you could do. You could turn down the volume and count to five, then turn the volume back up. If it still seems like a part you don't want to hear, just turn the volume down and count to five again. You know how much weird and gross and scary you're ready for. You know what you need. Okay. I'm at the classroom door now. There are kids inside, waiting to hear a grim fairy tale. So, are you coming in? Grim, grimmer, grimmest.
All right, let's do it. You guys ready?
Yep.
The Musicians of Brennantown.
Once upon a time, an old donkey decided to run away from home. He'd heard his master complaining about him.
That old donkey can't push a plow, and he eats like a king. I've got no choice but to kill him.
The donkey admitted he wasn't much good as a worker anymore, but he certainly didn't want to die for it. So he ran away. As he went, he heard his hooves beating time on the dirt road. The donkey said to himself,
I'm quite a drummer.
And then the donkey thought,
maybe I can get a job as a drummer down in Brennantown, and I'll drum like this.
Would you all stamp your feet? Excellent.
He hadn't gone very far when he came to an old dog, whining and whimpering at the side of the road. The donkey said to the dog,
what's wrong, you old howler?
The dog whined,
I overheard my master talking. He says I don't guard the house well enough, and I eat like a king, so he's going to kill me tomorrow.
The donkey replied,
I know just how you feel. come with me. I'm going to be a drummer in Bremintown. Maybe you could be a part of the band.
And the dog said,
I am a wonderful howler.
Do you all howl? Nice.
The donkey said,
that's beautiful. We'll make a band.
So the dog joined the donkey. They hadn't gone much farther when they came to a cat, hiding and trembling under a bush by the side of the road. The donkey said,
what's wrong, you old mouser?
The cat was trembling when he answered,
I overheard my master talking. He says I don't catch mice much anymore, and I eat like a king. So he's going to kill me tomorrow.
The donkey replied,
oh, I know just how you feel. Come with us. We're going to be a music band in Bremintown. Maybe you could join us.
I am a wonderful caterwauler.
Have you ever heard a cat caterwaul at night? What does it sound like? Yeah. All right, can you all do that? There you go, said the donkey. That's beautiful. Join the band.
So the cat joined the dog and the donkey. They hadn't gone much farther when they came to a rooster sitting on a fence, crowing his heart out. The donkey said,
what's wrong, you old cock-a-doodle-doer?
Asked the donkey.
The rooster said,
I overheard my master talking. He says he hates me, and I eat like a king, so he's going to kill me tomorrow.
And the donkey replied,
wait, he just hates you?
Yeah.
Well, that stinks. I don't know exactly how you feel, but come with us. We're going to be a music band in Bremintown. Maybe you could join us.
The rooster was very excited. He cried,
listen to me, cock-a-doodle-doo.
So the donkey, the dog, the cat, and the rooster made their way down the road. Soon it grew dark. They had nowhere to sleep for the night. They approached some homes and asked for food. But when the animals tried to ask for help, to the humans they just sounded like animals, braying and barking and meowing and crowing. Confused and annoyed by four animals randomly knocking on their door and making animal sounds at them, the humans just shooed them away. Except for one place, where the human tried to catch the rooster and cook it for his supper.
Man, they really hate you,
said the donkey.
I know! What did I ever do?
Well, rain began to fall. The sky threatened lightning. The animals huddled together by the side of the road, feeling miserable. The donkey said,
come now. If we're going to be a band, the least we can do is make some music.
You're each going to do one of the animal sounds.
I want a monkey.
Who wants to do the monkey? There's no monkey in this story.
There is now.
No, this
is.
No, okay. Sorry. You can do a monkey, okay? Who can do the cat caterwauling? Okay. Great. Okay, you two are going to do the cat. Who can do the rooster? The cock-a-doodle-doo? Okay, you two will do the rooster. We need the howling of the dog. Howling of the dog? Okay, you'll do the howling of the dog. And you're going to stomp your feet. I'll stomp my feet with you, okay? And you're going to do a monkey. I don't know why. Okay.
The donkey counted them off.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Beautiful, said the donkey. We'll make a fortune together.
After their little rehearsal, the rain still fell, and the animals were miserable once again. But then, off in the distance, the cat saw a light flickering in the woods. He said,
looks like a cooking fire. Maybe they'll take pity and share some food with us.
So the donkey, the dog, the cat, and the rooster made their way toward the light. But it was not a fire. It was a small hut, buried deep in the woods. The dog said,
who would put their house so far away from the road?
None of the animals knew. The donkey approached the window of the hut. The dog wanted to see in, too, but the window was too high.
While you may have heard the name Carnegie Hall in relation to music and live performance, do you know that it also has educational online resources for kids and families? Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 to 12, where they can learn about music through fun games and quizzes. Kids can check out games like Animal or Instrument, where kids listen to sounds and then guess how they were made. Or they can interact with Musical Explorers Around the World Map, which teaches kids different musical traditions from all over the planet. Carnegie Hall Kids ignites imagination in children with activities that both encourage musical curiosity and develop knowledge of musical concepts. So start their musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes. So, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? You point and click.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
So he climbed up on the donkey's back. The cat climbed up on the dog's back. And then the rooster sat on the cat's head. Together, they looked in the window. Inside the hut, a group of men were eating a feast. It made the animals' stomachs groan just to see it. The men were laughing and talking and pointing sharp knives at one another. And then, off in a corner, the animals saw a man tied to a chair with a gag around his throat. And all around him, bags of money. The donkey whispered to the other animals.
These must be robbers.
Bandits,
whispered the dog.
Highwaymen,
whispered the cat.
Jerks,
whispered the rooster. Just then, one of the robbers noticed something outside the window. He was the chief robber. He said,
what is that?
The robbers turned to look. It was the donkey, the dog, the cat, and the rooster all standing on top of one another. But it was too dark outside for the robbers to make them out clearly. The chief said,
let's get a closer look.
I'm scared,
whispered the donkey as the robbers moved toward the window.
I'm terrified,
whispered the dog as the robbers came closer.
I'm petrified,
whispered the cat as the robbers came right up to the window pane.
Mama!
Whined the rooster as the robbers with the sharp knives slid open the window.
Just then, a crack of lightning illuminated everything, terrifying the animals. The donkey stomped, the dog howled, the cat caterwauled, and the rooster crowed. Well, the robbers had seen what looked like a four-headed beast illuminated by lightning just outside the window pane and heard the most horrible sound they'd ever heard in their lives. The chief screamed,
it's a demon! Go, go, go!
And they ran out of the house into the dark, rainy forest. The animals were surprised and more than a little bit confused as they watched the robbers abandon their meal. After a moment, the donkey said,
I guess we can eat now?
So the animals went inside and sat down to eat. They had had a few bites of the delicious feast when they remembered the poor man tied up in a corner, surrounded by bags of money. The donkey chewed through the man's ropes, and the man got up. He laughed.
You're not a demon. You're just a bunch of animals.
The donkey was offended.
We're not just a bunch of animals. We're the Bremen Town musicians. Didn't you like our song?
And the man, who didn't understand anything the donkey was saying, replied,
And then he picked up a bag of money.
Mind if I take this?
The donkey said,
Nope.
And shook his head. So off the man went. The animals ate their fill and happily went to sleep in the hut. But as the man stumbled through the dark forest with his bag of money, he was unlucky enough to come across the robbers. They grabbed him.
You there,
said the chief robber.
You survived that demon in our house. How did you do it?
The man, desperate to get away, told them the truth. It wasn't a demon, just a donkey, a dog, a cat, and a rooster. In exchange for this information, the robbers took the man's bag of money and killed him, lest he tell anyone that they'd run away from a donkey, a dog, a cat, and a rooster. Because that is embarrassing.
Yes, it is!
Then they headed back to the house. The chief whispered,
We'll kill them all for making fools of us.
And they pulled out their sharp knives. Just then, the moon appeared from behind some clouds, and the knives' razor edges glistened. Well, the animals had fallen asleep. The rooster sat on the windowsill, sleeping. The dog lay underneath the window. The donkey slept standing up by the door, and the cat lay asleep just inside the door. The robbers crept through the dark night, their knives bobbing up and down. The chief led some of them to the window. The others went to the door.
One,
whispered the chief.
Two, three!
They burst into the little hut at the same instant, which scared the bejesus out of the animals. The rooster flew right up in the chief's face, not knowing what was going on, but scratching and flapping for dear life. The chief's foot came down on the dog, who yelped and bit whatever it was that had stomped on him as hard as he could. At the door, the next robber stepped on the cat, who yelled and bit him on the ankle with his sharp teeth. This scared the donkey so much that he kicked with all of his might, killing the robber on the spot and sending his dead body flying out the door. Then the animals all tried to warn one another of the danger, and so they all made their noises as loudly as they could. The robber chief went hurtling out the window, pushing the other robbers out of the way. It's a demon, he cried. It's a demon! The robbers at the door, having seen their fellow robber killed and tossed out into the night, cried, It's a demon, too! And so the robbers ran away screaming, It's a demon, into the night. And they never came back. The donkey, the dog, the cat, and the rooster weren't sure exactly what had happened, so they went back to sleep. In the morning, they investigated the larder and found food for years down there. There were piles of potatoes and stacks of sweets and lots of biscuits. So they just decided to stay in the house and live together as friends and bandmates. And they made lots of beautiful music.
The end.
Yes!
All right, guys, we're out of time. Get out of here. That was great. Nice work today.
Grim, Grimmer, Grimmest is a Pinna original production, created and written by me, Adam Gidwitz, author of A Tale Dark and Grim. Produced and edited by Ilana Milner. Casting and voice direction by Paula Gammon Wilson. Sound design and mixing by Beat Street NYC. Location recording by Jason Gambrell and Evan Viola. Narrated by me, Adam Gidwitz. Characters voiced by Francesca Kahlo, Kylie Claxton, Kaylin Clinton, Nicholas Korda, Michael Crouch, Dylan Jones, George Lambert, Eddie Lee, Ilana Milner, Nofi Mitchell, Allison Rosenfeld, Erica Schroeder, and Billy Bob Thompson. Special thanks to the staff and students at Brooklyn Friends School and Manhattan Country School. You guys are amazing.
The award-winning Pinna Original Podcast.
This story is weird.
That keeps us on the edge of our seats.
Until he heard a sound like thunder. It was coming closer and closer.
Is back.
Grim, Grimmer, Grimmest.
Season 3, plus full access to Season 1 and 2, is now available by subscribing to Pinna, the only audio on-demand streaming service custom-made for kids 3 to 12. Not ready to subscribe? You can now purchase Grim, Grimmer, Grimmest and tons of other podcasts by season. Head to pinna.fm to learn more. That's P-I-N-N-A.fm.
like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.